or I have to question is having three martinis too much? Well, if you ask the question, that means it's probably too much.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Episode 27, and I think we're going to call this episode, oh man, it's Wednesday already, shit. I almost forgot to do the podcast, because I just got home. Maybe I'll shorten it to something. Maybe I'll just go, oh man. Yeah, that's what it'll be. Oh man, well, here's your episode. Something like that. So what I'm saying is I don't have anything planned, and not that that is like, is that different from normal? Yes, it is different. I do tend to put an outline with a couple of things that I would say. I guess I could talk about Christmas, or I hope your holidays was good. I got things I didn't know I needed, like a Rubik's Cube. I got loaded with goddamn socks. Let me tell you, both my dad and my mom got me like a six pack of Dickies socks. Those like work socks, thick socks. I'm overloaded. I didn't think I'd ever get to the point where having a surplus of socks made me feel like a wealthy man, but I feel like I'm like, well, I'm good. I have socks for the apocalypse. Like, I'm good to go. My feet, my feet are covered. No matter what happens with the stock market and with the society crumbling, I've got socks, you guys. That's taken care of. You know, my flank is covered. Socks! All right. That's what I did. I got my Yeti cup mug that I asked for. Because I get the, what do you want? I don't want anything. All right, fine. How about a Yeti mug? Like, just throwing random things out. I don't know. Socks. Whatever. I'm good. I'm happy. I realized my dad apparently listens to my podcast. He goes, oh, you didn't mention how your fantasy football team went. And I went, oh, right. I forgot to, because it's been over for a couple of weeks. So my league, the idea was half the money goes to the team with the best record in the regular season. And then the other half of the money goes to the winner of the playoffs. And I did both of those things and took all the money. That's what I did. Took me 3 years, third year playing fantasy football, and I fucking nailed it this year. And I took all the money. And because of that, my girlfriend and I had a great Christmas dinner. So, if you ever wonder what's the point of fantasy football, food, apparently, or whatever. It was a nice, it was worth it. So good. Wow. There you go, John. The one thing you thought you could mention, your fantasy football stuff, and then also getting socks. You're 4 minutes in. That's 4 minutes that you guys will never get back because you've been listening to me. So here's something that I wanted to do, and then after I took a look at it, I immediately decided not to do it, although I'm apparently going to go ahead and do it now. But I regret this already, but I thought it would be interesting if we, the collective we, discovered what Boxing Day is, because that's what today is. Today is the holiday known as Boxing Day, and I thought, why don't we look it up? Because I have no fucking clue what it is, and I don't think anybody does either. Nobody interesting does, at least. So I looked it up. I hit pause on this thing and I went, all right, let me look at it real quick. And holy shit. This is the most boring explanation. It's a Boxing Day. This is okay. Let's go with the exciting Wikipedia entry. Boxing Day is a secular holiday, you think? Celebrating the day after Christmas Day, and it originated in the United Kingdom. It is celebrated in a number of countries that previously formed part of the British Empire. And it's, Boxing Day is on the 26th of December, although the attached bank holiday may take place either on that day or 2 days later. You know, in case, so that it's a weekday. So, yeah, all right. There are competing theories for the origins of the term, none of which are definitive. Oh, good. Here's your answer. The Oxford English Dictionary gives the earliest attestations from Britain in the 1830s, defining it as the first weekday after Christmas Day, observed as a holiday on which postmen, errand boys, and servants of various kinds expect to receive a Christmas box, which is basically a present or gratuity given at Christmas. Usually confined to gratuities given to those who are supposed to have a vague claim upon the donor for services rendered to him as one of the general public by whom they are employed and paid, or as a... All right. So there you go. I don't know if you caught that. But in Britain, it was a custom for tradesmen to collect Christmas boxes of money or presents on the first weekday after Christmas as a thank you. So it's like a Christmas bonus thing or a tip. Man, this is the dullest holiday ever. But now you know, it's not boxing as in, come on, Mickey, punch me in the face. It's boxes, but boxing... Boxes as a verb. Jesus Christ. It's like the worst holiday. All right, so speaking of holidays, there is something I guess we could talk about. Because the next podcast episode is going to be next Wednesday, obviously, but that will be January 2nd. So that means that this will be the only podcast you'll be able to listen to before New Year's Eve. The biggest drinking night. Well, one of the biggest. Probably one of two. But the biggest party night. Or as we, you know, as professional drunks, we used to call it amateur night. I'm going to be honest with you. At the height of my drinking, when I was... right before I was disintegrating or whatever, but I was questionable a lot. I rarely had a big night on New Year's. New Year's Eve was one of those things where you went to a private party, you went to somebody's house, and you hung out for a little bit. And the reason that you took it easy is because the best night to drink is New Year's Day. That was always the best because you could go on January 1st and it would be like a ghost town, and you just walk in and just hang out, and it would just be just the regulars, and that's it. Slow as shit, no tourists. New Year's Day drinking was the shit, and that was always the best. So you're a professional drunk, it's not a thing. But all that aside, because of that, it's never been a deal with me on New Year's Eve to go, man, I wish I was getting fucked up. Like, it's just never been a problem. Like, it's... And I think I've mentioned this before with some people, you know, that some people, people kind of assume that like big events are the ones that you have to watch out for, people in recovery or people who are trying to stay sober, that, oh, you know, it's his birthday. Uh-oh, here comes, it's, you know, St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We got to keep an eye on Daryl or whatever. It's but the thing is that it's never that. It's always a combination of little things that build up. People don't relapse on big events very often. I think from all the stories I've heard, you know, in meetings and with talking to people, it's never a big event. It never was, you know, Christmas Day or Christmas Eve or some kind of monumental occasion. It was always just it was a Wednesday. You know, it was just it's a combination of some shit went down at work. Then I had a fight with my girlfriend on the phone. Then I, got a flat tire. Then I said, fuck it. And I bought some whiskey. You know, it's always something like that. So now that being said, there is, you know, there's going to be some people that that maybe it will be an issue. And the thing about it is I don't know. Everybody's experiences are different. I've never had a New Year's Eve that was so memorable that I'm excited for it, you know, again, like during the drinking years or anything else. So it's never been, for me personally, it's never been a thing that if you don't go to a New Year's Eve party, if you decide to tap out and stay away from it because you have a concern that you might be tempted to drink, you're not going to miss anything. You're not, but I guarantee you that if you live in a city, there's going to be events. There's going to be non-alcoholic events going on. There's going to be some alcohol-free stuff going on somewhere. You just got to, I envy a lot of you people having to having access to all the kind of info that's, you know, with the damn internet, but you know, with all the different activities and all the different, like people have kind of backed off of drinking, especially with you know, weed being more accessible and so, you know, socially acceptable as well. I don't know. I think that there's a lot of all you have to do is just kind of search around. There's lots of meetings. There's lots of things. There's a lot. You've got lots of options now in bars as well. So if you're hanging out with people, good grief, ginger beer and Topo Chicos and like, you know, all the different ginger ales. Like people, you know, back in my day, you had Coca-Cola and that was it. Like you didn't have any choices, but it's good. You know, now you have choices. You have a ton of, you know. I was at a gig one time and they had Squirt, which, you know, makes you a little self-conscious about drinking it, but it's fine. Squirt is fine. It's actually quite refreshing if you can get over the weird ass name. But there's a lot of connotations to this one, but yeah, no, it's there's plenty of if you have any fear whatsoever that you might be tempted, I would just say tap out, just opt out of it and go do something else. You know, if you're dating somebody, you know, plan something else. But if you don't have any temptation to do it, I mean, if it's not one of those things that you're like, I think I'll be fine, you'll probably be fine. Because the one thing about it being a big event is that you're already in your mindset, you're already on guard. So it should be fine. You should be okay. What you should do is if you're sober, you should make some fucking money. That's what you should do. If you can drive, you know, if you're going to ride share, if you drive for ride share, I would do, that's where you're going to make some money. Or better yet, you know, get your drunk friends to pay you to pick them up and shit. Like, you know, use it to make some cash because people will do that. You know, you're the biggest. People are going to be so fucking wasted. You know, amateurs who can't drink normally are going to go, all right, I'm going to drink like I was 22. Well, you're 40. You know, what are you going to do? You don't You've been a dad the whole year. I don't think that you're ready for this. Time to get your sober friend to drive you home, and you better give him like $30. I would use it to make some money. That's what I would do. I don't drive, so I can't. I'm not going to pick somebody up on my skateboard. If I could, I would do that. And I don't, I guarantee you I don't have anybody listening who lives in Utah. But just in case I do, Joseph, nice to hear from you. Just in case you are in Utah, and you probably know this already, they're enforcing the strictest DUI law in the country. It goes into effect on December 30th because they're dicks. And the new law makes it's now the BAC level is 0.05. So congratulations, Utah. Once again, you are the most unfun state in the country. Just big round of applause for Utah, everybody. Yeah. Who likes to party? Not Utah. Way to go, guys. Mormons for the win. Man, 0.05. What's that, half a beer? Jesus. So, yeah. At this point, although I will say this, at this point, if you're drinking and driving out there, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's not fair. You know, it's not, you know, yeah, I got three of them. And I had a problem with it, but I didn't have Lyft and Uber. You have options. I can't believe you're still doing that. It's cheap. It's the cost of one of your drinks to get home, or at least to get halfway home and walk the rest. Like, it's, come on. You know, there's no way you drive 20 minutes somewhere to go drink. Man, it's not, you really shouldn't even be doing it. I hope, by the way, that you also, so take a rideshare home. Don't take a scooter home. You could barely ride one sober. Don't get wasted on New Year's Eve. You know how hard it's going to be for your friends to not laugh at your funeral because you died on a scooter? You know how much that's going to suck for your family? Don't be that guy or gal. Don't do it. Don't take a scooter when you're wasted. Unless you want to wear a helmet, then by all means. No, still don't. No, I don't trust it at all. Even a helmet, I don't do it. Don't do it. Take a ride share. There's going to be lots of programs out there. Or like I said, you know, if you want to be a professional, take it easy on New Year's Eve. And then on New Year's Day, that's when you go party. Everything's going to be cheap. The tourists are all going to be home. And it's just the professionals, and you'll have a better night. But all that being said, be safe. Especially if you're in Utah. You buzzkills. Good Lord. 0.05. That is a bad trend. And you know somebody's going to follow suit. I don't know who. Probably Wyoming. I don't know. You never know. Somebody's going to go, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Way to go, Utah. You were the first. We're all followers in this state. We're going to do the same. That's crazy. That is an insane amount. That's just, oh my God. All right, guys. Well, you know what? Yeah, so be careful. Don't go out if you're going to be tempted. But there's going to be lots of, I guarantee you there's going to be lots of events and stuff that you'll have a good time if you don't drink anymore. I think I'm going to a party and watch people do drugs. Maybe not, probably not, but, it's really, I don't know. It's interesting to watch the youth, torture themselves for fun. I think it's great. It puts things in perspective. Yeah, I used to do that. That makes sense. Totally. No, I don't want any. Thanks. Yeah, no, I will continue to drink my Topo Chico. Thanks. No, I'm going to be sitting over here. Yeah, I am having fun. Yeah, I'm watching you. Yeah, I noticed you can't stand very well. No, it's great. No, yeah, by all means, eat another mushroom. Yeah, no, I'm sure things will work out for you. I don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't decided yet. I do this every year. Even when I was drinking, I never planned ahead for New Year's because it never made any sense. So I have no idea what I'm going to do. If anybody knows of something that I would like, keep it to yourself because there's no fucking way I'm going to like that. I don't know. No, seriously though, if you know me well enough and if you've been listening, you kind of do. And you know of something going on in Austin in New Year's Eve that I would actually enjoy, by all means, stillsoberpod@gmail.com. Send me a suggestion, but I'll figure something out. I'll probably just ask my girlfriend what she wants to do, and I'm like, yeah, I'll tag along. You know, that's just what I like. Thanks for hanging out with me once again. I filled 20 minutes, 21. So, you know what? I'm actually impressed. That's good. I will be ready next week. I just got dropped off earlier, like 2 hours ago, from visiting my family. So, it's great to be back. Everybody have a good week. Stay dry if you can. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Rabin. We'll see you next week. Red wine, a little smoke, a whole lot of loving. That's all I need. Make it through the night. Cold beer, cold shoulder, just one glass of whiskey. That's all it takes.